From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff say a North Korean missile flew for several minutes and then reached a height of 71 kilometers before failing on Saturday. The Joint Chiefs said in a statement that the missile was fired 49 degrees northeast from an area near Pukchang, just north of the capital Pyongyang. It did not immediately provide an estimate on how far the missile flew. A U.S. official, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the missile was likely a medium-range KN-17 ballistic missile and that it broke up a couple of minutes after launch. The White House, meanwhile, says President Donald Trump has been briefed on the latest North Korean missile test, which landed in the Sea of Japan early Saturday. President Trump soon tweeted his reaction, saying, "North Korea disrespected the wishes of China and its highly respected president when it launched, though unsuccessfully, a missile today. Bad!" Now, that launch did come just hours after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson addressed a special meeting of the U.N. Security Council about North Korea. Tillerson called for increased pressure on Pyongyang to give up its nuclear program.
"With each successive detonation and missile test, North Korea pushes Northeast Asia and the world closer to instability and broader conflict."
China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi, meanwhile, deflected President Donald Trump's recent calls on Beijing to solve the North Korean problem. Police in Iraq say four people have been killed and eight others wounded by a car bombing at a police station in central Baghdad. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. President Trump was in full campaign mode on Friday when he delivered the keynote address at the United States' leading gun advocacy group's national convention. Trump told the National Rifle Association convention in Atlanta, Georgia, that they played a vital role in getting him in the White House, and he will repay their loyalty.
"No longer will federal agencies be coming after law-abiding gun owners. No longer will the government be trying to undermine your rights and your freedoms as Americans."
Trump, who supported tougher gun restrictions before entering politics, was the first president to address the NRA's annual convention since Ronald Reagan in 1983. After Trump's surprising victory last November, NRA Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre said it was time to, in his words, "defeat the forces that have aligned against our freedom once and for all." Pope Francis began a two-day visit to Egypt on Friday to promote peace between Christians and Muslims in that country after a bombing at a Coptic Christian church killed 45 people. Francis met with Sheikh Ahmed Al-Tayeb, the Grand Imam of the government-run Al-Azhar Mosque, on Friday. He also held talks with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Egypt's leading Coptic Christian, Pope Tawadros. The pontiff said that all people need to work together to counter violence and extremism. He said to counter effectively the barbarity of those people who foment hatred and violence, we need to accompany young people, helping them on the path to maturity and teaching them to respond to the incendiary logic of evil by patiently working for the growth of goodness. Egypt is still under a state of emergency after the bombing of the Coptic church earlier this month. Security will be further enhanced at churches because of the Pope's visit. The U.S. economy grew at its slowest rate in 3 years in the first quarter. The gross domestic product ticked up just 0.7% between January and March. The performance is the weakest growth since the first quarter of 2014. And it appears that the leading imam of Islamic State in Afghanistan has been killed in a raid that left two U.S. Special Operations Forces soldiers dead. Pentagon officials said Friday they suspect IS Khorasan province leader Abdul Habib was killed in a brutal firefight. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.